Mark Henry Public Schools, we've been out 11 and a half days this year. Pretty substantial. A couple weeks ago, I wrote a waiver to the state. State will forgive up to three additional days. They give everybody 6 days for inclement weather, and you can write a waiver for up to three. We did that. We were granted the waiver within a couple hours. So essentially at this point, the state has forgiven Marquette Area Public Schools 9 days. We're going to have to make up 2 days. When I said the half day, that was one of those days where we released early. So we're able to count that for a day. In that case, we just have to make up the hours. And we're able to do that in most of our buildings without having to add another day. So our school year was supposed to end on June 7th, and that will become a full day. And then we're going to come back the next week, June 10th, another full day, and then June 11th would end on a half day.
Yeah, I know we've talked with you through the course of the winter as you were racking up the snow days as this was progressing. There was some talk of possibly some legislative action in Lansing that might address this. Have you heard anything? I certainly haven't seen much.
I haven't seen much. A lot of different bills, a lot of different proposals that folks were working on. Nothing has really come to fruition at this point. I just read an article the other day out of the Traverse City area. It wasn't actually Traverse City, but one of the surrounding districts. They were off 24 days. Mm. And so I think what the legislators are having a little difficulty with is how do we level that playing field between, say, a Marquette that's been off for 11 and somebody else that's been off for 24. What is the appropriate number of days in this case to have kids in school and ensure that everybody's getting that same level of education? And again, there's schools, I'm sure, pockets around the state where districts have been off far less than 11 as well. Mm-hmm. So it depends on your area and what type of weather you're experiencing.
I also think that there was, you had mentioned to me before we went on that there was some language, some verbiage in some previous legislation and some stuff that you followed as an administrator that isn't in effect anymore.
Yeah, it actually caught me by surprise a couple years ago. In most of my career, we always talked about what was called an Act of God Day. And in previous legislation, anything that happened after April 1st was considered an Act of God Day. So if you had a big snowstorm in late April, that wasn't subject to that 6-day forgiven rule that the state uses. Again, I think to level the playing field, about 2016, they took that language out. So there is no such thing as an Act of God Day anymore. So at this point, if we do have a snow day in April, that just goes on the end of the snow total. Again, last year we actually had 2 days. Those are the 2 days I wrote the waiver for last year, which again, you can get up to the nine, three additional days if you write the waiver. So this year, since we've already been granted the waiver and we're already far exceeding that number, we would just be adding those days to the end of the calendar.
Here's hoping you don't have to do that next month, because we know it's a possibility, but it'd be nice if you didn't have to. You've had plenty.
Absolutely, we've had plenty. And again, it's that disruption to the education. We want to keep that consistency going. Kids get into a learning pattern, and whenever you disrupt that, getting them back in the flow is really difficult for